Friends, enemies, people of all demographics, welcome to the greatest sex ed comedy game show in the known universe. Woo! DTF. Daryl, Terry, Funny.
I heard she D-T-F. What? And you ain't hanging with the team if you ain't down to fuck. Okay. Well, Lord, I'm on my bag. Got the code in the spot. All right,
damn, bro. I'm back. I'm saying I don't really use my lower back like that. That's
true.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome to DTF, Daryl's Memory Fun Hour. The greatest sex education comedy game show in the known universe.
It's
just
true.
Heard that on a recording, but it's nice to say it out loud. How's everybody doing?
Hello, I am Simmery.
Yeah. Simmery has a doctorate in human sexuality.
It's true.
And is an all-around awesome person.
Damn.
Who can fight?
It's true. It's true.
She also has a utility belt.
Not on me.
Not on her, but...
I'm powerless.
Right. It's fine. There's always the episode of Batman where he loses the utility belt, but you know what happens. A coin hits a thing that falls down. There's like a Rube Goldberg machine that shoots the belt back. So just saying, stay in your seats.
And this is Daryl.
Yeah! I have a master's degree that is in no way affiliated with this show.
And I also have like unofficially signed off on the idea that Daryl has earned a doctorate by being on this show for over 10 years.
Wow. We just need to get that to the accreditation board.
Yeah. I'll just start a school.
I love the groan of bureaucracy.
It's fine. All right. Cheers.
Yes, BYOB. Who BYOB their own bees? Good time. I'm so sorry. You want a cup? You have a cup?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Sweet. Hey. Look.
Nice.
It's all. It's all good. Cheers. You don't have to drink.
Who has been to the show before?
Yeah.
And whose first time is this evening? Nice.
Fantastic.
Nice. Welcome. 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 Yeah. No. It's gonna get personal. It's going to get weird.
It is.
It is going to get hot. I am wearing velvet for some reason.
What is it?
Yeah. Drunk. Mostly just to scare off people.
Again, without the utility belt, you need the proper accoutrements.
Yeah.
To let them know.
We also brought some friends.
Yes, we did. We have some guests, some lovely guests. Yeah. Your first guest is a lovely comedian you can see all around Philadelphia. You can also get her debut stand-up comedy album, Fat Cheerleader. You should buy it. But you can also stream it if you think that someone deserves 0.03 cents for their work. Please give it up for Peggy O'Leary!
And you ain't hanging with the team if you ain't down to fuck.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome. Is this your first time on the show, right?
Yes.
Amazing.
Wow, I'm so memorable.
You are memorable.
Well, I have accidentally thought people had been on the show before who had not, so I just always double check now.
I also think no one thought I was as big as I am. Can I readjust?
You are fantastic.
You're perfect.
No. Big bitches are great. But, I just want to say, whoever set this up has a tiny bitch. A tiny husband. I need to fucking... Okay, cool. Let it out, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
No, I've never on the show.
Brilliant. I'm excited. I'm excited to hear what comes out of you.
So do I. I'm going to still adjust this. Is it an asshole? Wait, did I have my lipstick wrong?
No, you're perfect.
Oh, I think my fist, because I asked. Never mind, there's not another person coming.
There actually is.
There actually is? Hello?
Shall we welcome our second guest? Okay. Returning to the show, author of Love is Colorblind, welcome Kevin Patterson!
She told me she D-T-F. I heard she D-T-F. What? And you ain't hanging with the team if you ain't down to fuck.
Kevin, welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Thanks. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. So tell all the nice people about Love is Colorblind.
Love is not colorblind. Oh, shit. The name of the book. Yeah, no, it's just a deep dive on how race and polyamory intersect. And yeah, basically, white supremacy exists. Yeah. It's also in polyamory.
Yeah.
Here's what you can do about it.
Nice. Yeah.
That's a good book.
Yes.
That's just the jacket cover. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
I need to read this mm-hmm. to other people. You know what I mean? It's another. Hmm? You got it? All right, cool. I mean, you know, but we can support by just, you know, increasing the amount of copies out in circulation. So that's what we could do.
Ooh. Give it up for Dave.
Give it up for Dave.
He's doing all our tech this evening.
Hey, thank you.
That is a pretty cool X-Men t-shirt.
I got another one that's all villains.
Oh.
Yeah, we got some nerd representation on this panel this evening. Who in the audience would consider themselves a nerd?
Important.
Like thinking about it, you're like, nah. Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
Nah, I see my man with the Stay on Target t-shirt though. I see you. And I've got the Rebel Alliance.
Nice. All right, are y'all ready for your first regular segment of our show? All right, so this show, as we mentioned, is a sex ed comedy game show, and our first regular segment is the fucking news.
It's news about fucking.
All right, so that'll take us to our first story. This one, I just want to give you a heads up before we go into this. Trigger warning if you don't want to see nudity. If you don't want to see nudity, just look into Daryl's limpid pools of eyes. Yes, look into their beautiful
eyes. Look into their eyes, because there's nothing
but nudity
in these
eyes. I'm not going to look either.
If you don't want to see nudity, just look at any of the beautiful people on the panel.
I got that eye,
please. People in the audience.
Also, my nipples are always hard for some reason.
Wait, can I look at those? Okay, no, just kidding.
Just saying, you can see them, they're right there. It's a thing. I'm wearing two shirts.
Impressive.
Yeah,
impressive.
Your boy got some diamond cutters on him. I don't know what to tell you.
Well done.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well done.
Yeah, we outside.
So, if you do want to see nudity, I'm so excited for you. Today we have some nudity. All right, so our first story has to do with the emergent field of VR porn that is designed for, if not women, just definitely not straight men. No. So...
Wait, I'm going to look. Yes.
Yes, by all means. You're welcome to. Yes. So this is a scene I took from one of the highest selling VR videos for women. It's actually one of the highest selling VR videos, period, because it appealed to a lot of people.
My nipples aren't pierced, but they like that all the time.
Yeah. So most POV porn is definitely like from a cis male perspective. It's very dick focused, but there is an emergent market that is going to aim for a perspective that is either a woman body or like not specifically gendered, and the partners are going to be of a variety of genders and that sort of thing. So the first one was really created in like 2016. They don't have a huge market share, but it is, you know, if people are going to be buying VR porn, I feel like they will lead technology as porn always has. It is going to lead the direction that technology
porn
goes.
Is the reason why Blu-ray beat out
porn.
This is, yes, this is.
Yeah. This is like all I think about.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to talk? I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't know what the game was or the show was, but I'm just going to tell you, when I come with my straight boyfriend, I am thinking about that. I'm going to think about you later. Oh, I didn't mean it in a weird way.
So. No, it's totally fine. That's not weird. Whatever you come to in your head is fine.
Like, because this is beautiful, right? Okay, am I allowed to say?
Yes!
Okay, so what I'm saying is, like, this is so wholesome, right? So I grew up Catholic. So, like, for me, it was like I masturbated to, like, Nintendo
Jesus?
16. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I did was just, like, look at a little tiny screen. And maybe there was a girl, like, riding a moped. And I was like, ugh! And I'm straight, so I love this because I'm like, why do I think that? I mean, why who I love. I'm just making this therapy for myself.
No,
it's fine. It's totally okay. That happens.
Fine.
It's And you know what?
I wish there was another person in the room who was like, yes, just a girl climbing but not doing anything on top of me.
So, I mean.
Yes, I'll be one for that too. I am a big fan of girls climbing on top of me.
Thank you for helping. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
It's one of the best things.
Because when men do it, it's so aggressive.
I do not like when men climb on me.
That seems fun. So, like a young lady just being like, I like
she could be
you.
Old.
I'm like, what? I didn't mean to say young. That was weird when I said young.
Doesn't say. Just a lady.
You're right. It was young. Young.
So like girl on girl as a genre, like lesbian as a genre, like separate from orientation and identity and stuff, is one of the most popular genres because it doesn't have those weird connotations of like power and dominance and aggression. So regardless of your orientation, you might be into it.
Also, can I say I've never watched porn.
Really?
What?
I told you that. I thought that's what you brought me on.
No, I mean, sure.
I've watched it like 2 times with a boyfriend, but I don't like it. That's not how I get off. Okay,
everybody.
Someone just opened popcorn while I said that.
That is amazing. No, I think that's absolutely awesome.
Should I have not been here? I'll leave.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
You totally
actually.
Should be here. This is fantastic.
Kevin,
the way that porn factors into my life.
I am a porn consumer.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy POV porn though.
Okay.
Like from any perspective, like yeah, and also like I'm a big black guy and POV porn is never big black guys. It's always like, you know, sort of twinky white dudes and whoever will ride them, and I'm like, this doesn't feel like my experience. So I almost never watch POV porn.
But
and I'm not going to buy like a
$300. But you watched porn.
Oh yeah, yeah, lots of porn.
Yeah, never. I mean, twice.
Well,
three
look,
times.
When I had the Google Cardboard, when you could just get a little cheap paper thing to put your phone on the thing, it took me about 20 minutes. Took me about 20 minutes before I figured out incognito mode. And I went and looked up some POV stuff. And it doesn't quite do it for me.
Yeah.
But, look, it's TV. You could just watch it. You know what I mean? It's you could just watch. You could also watch a video in a fake movie theater and be like, oh, yeah, there's seats over here. That's wild. But you could also put on a thing that's like, them titties is in my face. And now they're on my forehead. And now they're in my face. Look. It's in my mouth. You can do that, and that's fun. And you don't have to be touching yourself to appreciate some porn. In fact, I don't know if you're anything like me, but even when I'm in the midst of touching myself, there's a lot of just perusing. You gotta find.
Yeah, you gotta go through page after page after page.
You gotta play the game. You gotta play the game. Prime the pump. You gotta, you know, you gotta let. You're playing.
See, I love that. That's how I do audiobooks, you know? It's like, you do it with porn, but I'm like, what lady is going to talk to me? I might be gay. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's totally fine. But, man.
Okay, why are you so mean to me, okay? I am being very vulnerable right now.
It's called gay bullying.
It's a thing.
It's intra-gay bullying.
I have so much love. For the gays.
Same.
Also, I watch my dad watch porn all the time, so I think that's why I did it.
Okay.
You see?
Okay, sorry.
Layers.
Keep going.
Now we're getting
through the layers. Through the layers. We're getting to...
There are layers.
Now we're getting to the base right here. This is like $120 an hour.
Maybe I need that whiskey. What the
yeah,
fuck?
It's over by you. Okay. There you go. Woo!
All right, so y'all interested in some facts about
I don't know
porn?
If I want to
I really
keep going.
Want I really want to have facts.
Okay, everything. So here's some facts.
Okay, cool.
So about 36% of Pornhub users are women identified, but only about 17% of VR porn users. And so they're trying to tap into this market, and it's also a little bit prohibitively expensive. Like just to get the MetaQuest 2 is like $300. The PlayStation VR 2 is $550. So it's still, compared to most of the porn market, pretty small. It's like 1.5 million. It's really not that big.
You get a little cardboard thing and slide your phone into it.
The cardboard, yeah.
It hurts a little bit.
It is uncomfortable. Like, no, when I, the very first time I ever tried the cardboard, the first thing I did was a roller coaster, and I went, why did I do that? I don't even like those in real life. And then I, like, fucked a lady in an office. Like,
same move, huh? Talk about it. Huh? That's like a choose your own adventure, but a movie.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the difficulties with trying to make...
It's only one choice, though. It's the come hither motion.
All right. So
you do that motion, really?
You should.
Yeah.
It's the Spider-Man move. Yeah.
Also, can I just say real quick, if you make that noise while you do that, she's not white.
You
no.
gotta, you gotta. You,
where is your face when it happens?
You gotta manifest. You gotta manifest.
That's the question.
And your wife's
gonna happen. She's like, yeah, he's doing it again. I can't believe he's making the noise again.
Yeah, no, you gotta get that mac and cheese sound.
Yeah. Macaroni in the pot.
Did you hear mac and cheese?
I mean, the
way
it
sounded like
it.
Macaroni. That's what it should sound. It should sound like you're stirring macaroni.
I heard it was soupy because I like it wetter. Okay. You keep going.
No, everybody's doing great. I'm gonna say one more thing about VR porn for women, and based on a very small study, like this is not a significant group of subjects, but they basically found that VR porn was more appreciated by women because they found it more engrossing. They found like they were more able to have like a connection to it and to feel like that they were emotionally involved and it was more realistic. So it is possibly something that women will be more interested in, and people who are just generally not men. So,
yeah, more people coming for porn that they paid for.
That
is a good thing.
That.
So, like,
I say this is a complete
VR,
hypocrite.
You could get porn.
I mean, you can get porn now.
I mean, you want to see some porn? Just put your hands like this and put them up against me.
If somebody has a VR, you could actually just access porn through it and like live through it.
Yeah.
Wow, this is crazy.
I like
I've learned so much.
In demand world.
Yeah.
In a world.
Would you like to see some examples of some VR porn beyond this image?
100%.
All right, I gathered some more images for you. Here's another slide of some really cool images. I like how you.
Hey, listen.
Exactly.
That picture on that other side. Listen, this dude, I feel bad for heterosexual women. And listen, there's nothing wrong with this guy. There's nothing wrong with him. Everything's in where it's supposed to be.
But it sucks.
But yikes.
It's the smile like he's about to sell you a Subaru. Yeah.
I can't believe I did this.
He's so happy to be there.
I'm so, wow. It's all wrong. You gotta have some confidence, my
guy.
Let
the man be enthusiastic.
Daryl insisted that I include the.
I needed this. Yeah. I needed that picture there. I was like, oh my god, this shit makes me gay. You know what I mean? Like I like women harder now because of that. Like it's just
You're talking about this dude.
Yeah. I'm talking about the dude on the left.
That dude, I'm like, all right, he's trying too much.
Sure, yeah, he's trying too hard. Like, look, if you're going to suck on a nipple. Be worried about the nipple, man. Stop looking for confirmation. It's the, what are you doing? It's a Bernie Mac joke. He's like, I hate when they suck my dick and look at me. I was like, what am I supposed to tell you? You're doing a good job? That's, like, just fucking go for it. Do it because you're in it for the love of the game. Do it for the love of the game. I'm trying to get the high score on this nipple, right? I'm trying to get the high score on this vulva. I'm not doing it for you to look at me. Like, you can look at me if you want to, but you're going to look different when I'm finished. That's the attitude you should be approaching
it with. People have different goals, Daryl.
That's true.
They like different things.
That's totally true. Yes. And I'll take it slow sometimes. But I do it with that tone of voice.
Well, I was going to ask, so you're saying it like you'll never look up.
Oh, I look up. I look up to check in, but I'm not like, that has,
seems weirder. You're looking up like you're checking out a bag.
Checking in.
I want you to look up like you're in it.
Yeah, you're right. Like I'm in it. But also, nah, dog. Like my senses get heightened. I eat pussy with my eyes closed because I'm just focused on where my tongue is.
He's not eating pussy.
I understand. I don't spell. I mean, you know, nipples are great.
He's like, "Heh, I'm about to go down to town."
Okay.
Well, do y'all want to see any more? All right, we got some more.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So there was actually like a fair amount of the content is specifically like three-way, and like overwhelmingly, what I was able to find was like male performers, And that's just like over, and it's also overwhelmingly white, like what was available for me to find.
Yeah,
but
that's also true.
Can I just talk about that toe? She's a ballerina. Look at that toe.
It's lovely points.
That's a good flex on the toe.
That's a really good.
That foot flexion is like, they knew that there was like foot people who are going to watch this.
Yeah.
And I like Latin Pete Davidson over here.
Yeah. I'm a fan. Let's say THS on his chest. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't care.
No, it's like a stained glass window on his chest. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah, something. Yeah. Only God can judge me.
And are y'all interested in seeing what it looks like behind the scenes when they're shooting this shit? Because sure. I also added in a slide full of what it looks like to shoot this stuff. That's, because once I saw that, can't be unseen.
That's nightmare fuel.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So
tell these people are professionals. They need to get paid for their job, dog. That shit is hard work, dedication. They be calling for cuts. So somebody on the side with some milk.
So, like, the performers talk about, like, what's challenging is, like, when you're making porn and you want to, like, look at the person that you're having sex with, but you have to look in the eyes of this fucking mannequin head or, like, at just a straight-up camera. This you can't look at their body. You can't look at their eyes. You have to look at the camera.
This
so,
is the future the liberals want.
Yeah. Totally.
They're working so hard, and that's why you got to pay for your porn. That's why you got to pay for your porn. Yeah. Is anybody interested more?
That's why you have to pay for your porn?
It's a job.
Is this a job?
No, I know. Yeah. Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Not saying that. Okay. It's a harder job than I've ever done.
Okay.
And I'm a comedian and a waitress. Okay. But is that what we're talking about? Like, yeah, we should fucking, should we all, who are there?
Oh, I don't do it. I still think you should.
No, I'm saying, can we find out who all these people are and, like, add to their Amazon wish list?
Oh,
like,
I'll
do that.
They have
like,
diversified their minds.
I've done that for porn stars and I don't watch porn.
Yeah, yeah, that's
I mean, sometimes you gotta, you know, pay those, you know, pay that OnlyFans money. Just, like, you know, support local business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Get that George Santos money running around.
And also, we should put this up. This should be, like, a second thing where, like, you just see that before you give them OnlyFans money. It's just like, this is what they actually go
This
through.
Is what I actually do for a living. That's the part of porn that they don't show you, like, in their Snapchats. They're like, this is the mannequin head I'm going to be riding.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, speaking of nudity on screen, that's going to take us to our next piece of fucking news. Who else is fucking obsessed with this show? Okay, so Naked Attraction, it started in 2016. It's a British dating show. The idea is one person comes out and they get to see all of these people. They're actually normally turned around, but I couldn't find any pictures on the internet that were uncensored of the down parts because I'm in America. And
that's
so
the cool thing about the BBC. They be showing them BBCs.
Yeah. So the first thing the dater sees is like belly button and below. And everybody's just naked. Everybody's just naked. They don't talk at that point. You don't know their names, nothing like that. And based just on that, you eliminate one person. And then you see more of their bodies. And based on that, you eliminate one more person.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a, whoo.
And then after
my God, you got
like,
a fluff. You got to, hey, hold on a second. Why is it so cold in there?
No, they're all flaccid. It is, everybody is chilling.
I understand, but I mean, there's different kinds of flaccid out here. There's,
fair, fair.
There's flaccid before you're about to give a performance, and there's flaccid when you know you're about to perform. You know what I mean?
There's growers and showers.
Yeah. There's growers and showers, but there's also just, yeah, a little bit of adrenaline. Shrink that bitch up. Sometimes you just got to tug on it.
And they're also going to be commenting on it, too.
Yeah,
like, they're going around.
Did they get
like,
to jerk a little?
I mean, I'm not going to stop them from doing that. I don't, you know.
I mean, no, I'm saying for the show.
You got to do it for dominance.
They don't generally tend to have, like, visible erections for that. But, like, the contestants are not paid. Just to be clear, like, this is not a porn show. This is a dating show. And the very first viewing had, like, 100 people called into the UK's, like, FCC to complain about the show. Because there were, like, 378 close-up shots of genitals in the first show, which was 48 minutes.
A lot of dicks. A lot of uncircumcised dicks.
It's in the UK. Yeah. They don't be snipping.
Yeah. So who all has seen Naked Attraction already? Woo! Nice. Because it just came to the US because it's now on Max. So if you have Max or a friend
who
has Max,
you know HBO be out here. It. HBO yeah.
The only
dicks
porn
on TV.
I ever watched was Cinemax After Dark.
Talk to him, huh? Yeah, that's the Max part of Max, baby. Yeah.
Kevin, I know you've seen this, right?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it as I was getting ready to come here, and it was sort of like a nightmare factory for insecurities. Like, as like some like mediocre white guys, like, oh yes, her minge, very interesting. You know, like, how are you supposed to decide an attraction? Like, oh yes, these lips, I like these lips. Like, that's. That's really weird to form an attraction and then, like, vote someone off the island. Like, why?
Based on, there was not a lot of symmetry in the majora.
Yeah.
Let's get that out of here. Nah,
and when
nah,
you
nah.
said lips, it wasn't the mouth.
They don't yeah, see no. that for a while.
Maybe. Okay, so.
Yeah.
It's, when you say mouth, you're saying the cusp of the dick.
Yeah, yeah, no. There's it's all genitals all yep. the time. Like they're really closed in on.
No, like, no, I know. I just I'm like I'm so Catholic, and I'm yeah. trying to talk about it out loud. so you like saw a couple dicks, right? You just sat.
No, you see like, so many.
You see so many dicks. Right?
Like I just, it starts with
like,
six people.
I feel like everybody yeah. in the audience gets it more than me, but I just want to like break it down for anyone in the audience who doesn't know. So you just see a bunch of dicks.
You see,
right. yeah.
Usually, I've seen a bunch of dicks. I've made them small. I've made them big. I've done a lot with a dick, so I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
But so they're just lined up, and they're supposed to win a competition.
Yeah. yeah.
So see, I'm gonna go show. With this. Listen, as a straight woman who loves dicks, it's upsetting. I'm very mad at myself. But you see dicks.
You had no
it's not their fault, right? It's not their fault.
It's not the dick's fault. It's not the dick's fault.
I have had yeah. the best dicks in my life that are like, and then I'm like, and they're like, beep, you know, and I make them.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
There's a power in
right?
there.
Right? We get it, right? Anyone who's
yeah.
ever, I'm not just talking about
you show,
if
it,
you
yeah.
fucking, you get them in.
I love
and
these
they get a little bigger. I gotta do a sound effect,
yeah, sure.
you know, because
yeah.
I
when
like
you
to do
whoop,
it like,
ding, 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 you, gotta,
you know,
yeah.
you gotta be cool with it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't listen. I've known a lot of great dicks. Slap me in the face. Not the dicks, the people.
Okay.
I'm right. saying I would hate a fucking competition if they were like, "Hey, here's 10 dicks. Find your husband." I'm like, "No, show me their face and how angry they are." And then I'll
yeah, no,
suck
they don't
the
see faces
one.
Until like the final stage of the
yeah.
choosing.
Yeah.
So like the first person to get voted out of the competition, it's solely on dicks.
That's upsetting. And I'm mad
like
and I'm mad for men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like what they'll try to do, because they encourage them to not be like belittling to anybody, so it's not really like because of your weird genitalia. It'll be like, the feet. It's
yeah.
the feet that aren't doing
it's
it for
the
me.
Feet.
All of that's
like,
belittling. What do you
surely,
mean?
Surely, surely.
Right?
It's nothing but insecurity.
This whole
Am
show
I
is objectifying. Yeah, that's true. No, the show is insane. It is a crazy concept. It is like, it is absolutely ludicrous. We have to agree on that point to be able to
But there's
got to
be something that, you know, you stand up there and your dick is shown. They're like, Jesus Christ, no. And you'd be like, yeah, send me home.
You're right. All right. Maybe it's the guys that sign up that have micro penises. They're like,
please humiliate me.
Let me find a fucking lady or man that loves a micro penis.
If you've got a humiliation kink, this might be your show.
So I found some articles where they interviewed people who'd been on this show. And it's like, their casting is interesting. So they put up casting calls, and some people just answer those. They also will go on dating sites and
hit
people up.
Yeah, we've seen
Craigslist. Yeah, and they'll be like, I am casting for a show, and they'll not mention the name of it. But they will also find people who have OnlyFans. Because a lot of these folks will then, if they didn't already have one, will start one after this.
Sure.
Because
I mean,
they just got all that free advertising.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting piece of this as well. Because some of these folks, like,
we live in a capitalist hellscape, don't we? And that's
some. Had some like.
And there's something to sell your body. Just go out there.
Yeah.
I wish I was so much more confident. I would sell my body. I'm so broke.
I have no problem being naked in front of a person, but I think I would have a problem being naked on a sound stage.
Like, if I could dance.
I think I could.
All right, everyone, turn the lights down. Daryl, try it right now.
Try being naked? Nah. Just because it's been a sweaty day.
Oh!
For those at home, the lights just came down.
Daryl Charles.
I'm pretty dark, so you probably need them lights on. You don't want me out here blending. The shadows are my best friend out here.
All right, we have any more thoughts on this show? Anybody like a fan of the show? You like it? If you've seen it,
I haven't seen it. I might look.
Wait, can I ask one question? As a fan, what's the fandom about?
What just I like about it is the normalization of nudity.
Okay.
And like, it's also super diverse. They're very intentionally like, they have queer people on there. They have people of all body sizes. They're very intentional about having like trans representation. So
I'm sorry, none of those bodies look fat. What
no, this image that I found is a very limited representation. Because first of all, they don't spend most of the show backwards. You don't see their butts.
A chunky little butt. There's a chunky little butt up there.
But like the actual show
if
itself.
You think that's a chunky butt? Fuck you! I'll pull my pants down right fucking now.
I mean,
Daryl, pull your pants down. What the fuck are you talking
about?
A
little bit of
that's
work.
A beautiful ass body.
Oh, I'm not
that's
saying
that's the center. This is a fucking offensive line right here. That's the quarterback. That's the fucking offensive. Okay, sorry.
Okay, I'm just saying.
There's a lot of Photoshop going on in this picture, too. Yes. Like, there's a lot of Photoshop dicks that do not appear.
If I put my pants down right now, I'm bigger than all those fucking asses.
That's relevant. Oh, yeah, if I was saying like that, you see,
probably longer
the head of
than
my dick.
Their dicks.
So on the topic of lots of dicks, shall we head to our next regular segment?
Yeah.
Or our next story within the fucking news? All right, our next story. I would be remiss to welcome back to the show my good friend Kevin Patterson, who started Poly Role Models if we did not talk about non-monogamy on this show.
So that's why I'm here.
No. Well, you were on the show first, and I was like, we gotta
you're
use
here.
The expert. Yeah.
Well, we have you.
So before we actually get into this story, Kevin, can you talk a little bit about Poly Role Models?
Yeah. Poly Role Models was a Tumblr blog that I ran for a number of years where I would showcase different people in polyamory, ask them questions. What do you do? You know, what do you do well? What do you do poorly? How do you rebound from the things you do poorly? But like the most important part was what self-identities are important to you and how do those impact your polyamory? So it'll be like, you know, I'm black and I'm poly and that's... It goes this way. I'm a nudist. I'm a mom. I'm, alcoholic. Like, at some point, a young woman wrote, I'm bisexual and polyamorous, and I've got to navigate around the stigma that I'm greedy and confused, and then, that I want to sleep with everybody. And then, like, 2 months later, someone else writes in and says, I'm bisexual and polyamorous. I am greedy. I am confused. I do want to sleep with other people. And I dive directly into the stigma.
Nice, yeah. Nice. So before the show, we were talking about various partners and like who all everybody's dating. And we just want to like clarify, are people familiar with the concept of polyamory and non-monogamy? Who in this room is already familiar with these concepts?
In Philly? Huh? So we outside.
Yeah.
You know what's across the street? Do you know what's across the street? All right.
Wait,
I don't know what's across the street.
Oh, no, it's on this side.
Yeah, it's on this side.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You know what's across the street?
What are we talking about?
You know what's across the street from that, though? Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? The Adonis. I don't know what that is.
It's a movie theater.
Okay.
And a gymnasium.
A movie theater and gymnasium.
And gymnasium.
Fair. No, I get you. I caught up now.
Yeah. All right. So, Kevin, as our like resident expert, can you describe for the folks who are unfamiliar polyamory, non-monogamy, these concepts?
The basic concept is the desire, the behavior, the process of like dating multiple people, being in multiple loving, and or sexual relationships at the same time with the knowledge, respect, and check-in of everybody involved.
That was an excellent summation, incredibly quickly.
Powerful.
Yeah. So we wanted to talk about this, because like polyamory is increasingly common and known about, but it is still heavily stigmatized. The younger and younger folks you talk to, the more likely they are to be interested in it, whether they actually are familiar with it or not. So like 12% of people who are 18 to 25 are like, I don't know what that is, but I'm interested in it. Meanwhile, like 10% of people who are 25 to 49 are like, I don't know what that is, but I'm interested in it. So a much smaller number, which is going to lead us to our next segment, which is We're Here to Help.
It seems very complicated, but it isn't. It's just very.
Damn, I thought you were going to rap over that. That was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
When you are fucking two different people, you got to keep them separate like the fucking steeple.
Word.
Nice.
Bars. Yeah, but it's not that complicated. Yeah. It's just a matter of my shortcut to polyamory, to define it, it's multiple shared calendars.
Yeah.
It's a fucking headache.
Yeah. People think that I'm sleeping with people all the time, but really we're just coordinating calendars and emotional processing, like pretty much every day.
A lot of feelings, and what are you doing on Saturday at 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
so much it struck somebody in their soul. Yeah. You know, on Saturday at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock? Oh my God. Oh, what about 4:30? Help me. Help me. I need time for sleep.
So this image.
The answer's always talking. I'm talking. That's what I'm doing on Saturday at 2 o'clock. I'm talking.
So yeah, these images are just to describe the fact that like non-monogamy as a general concept, and I like to use the term consensual non-monogamy. Another term that people use is ethical non-monogamy, but ethical is kind of like a judgment.
Word.
You're like sort of assuming that you're doing it ethically by calling it
who's
that.
Who's ethics?
Yeah. So I would say consensual in that everybody who's involved like knows what's happening and is agreeing to those.
Yeah, because non-consensual non-monogamy is called my uncle. Your nephew, yeah. Couple cousins. Me, earlier in my days. College was wild. It was so exciting. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, the idea of this, like, as a general concept, is that rather than having your relationships fit into the idea of monogamy, you construct them as they are useful to you. So you have as many or as few partners, and that may be zero, as is useful to you. And then you create these structures based on the needs of the people who are involved. So
right, you could be consensually non-monogamous and not be fucking nobody. You could just have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
If you decide to define it that way and you actually seek the consent of those people, right? You'd be like, hey, I just want to have a friend where like we hug for extra long.
Yeah, it's just really about like
I
want to
watch movies wrapped up in you, but no innies. And if they say yes, congratulations, you're being consensual and non-monogamous, I guess. Especially if that person is like, I'm a person who needs to come. I'm gonna go do that with somebody.
So a few things that like are helpful for people who want to engage in non-monogamy, just know what it is that you actually want, like what are your needs, and then be able to communicate that. Being able to openly talk about your feelings is necessary for non-monogamy.
It's necessary for relationships. Yeah. And listen, there are so many people in relationships who do not be talking about their feelings. And it's like, why are you even around? Tell people how you feel. And because it's hard. It's hard to open yourself up. And the idea of opening yourself up to somebody who's going to open himself up to somebody else can be extra tough.
Well, that's a really good point, though. Like, everything about what's helpful to non-monogamy is helpful to any relationship.
Yeah.
Like, this is not exclusive to these.
Yeah, that's for real going to be my next book. Just like non-monogamous secrets that help everybody.
Yeah. So, like, another thing is, like these are all true of any relationship. Like, if you say it, like, follow through with it. Only be honest in the things that you want. One of the really helpful things is, like, if we value pleasure of everyone, then everybody's going to be better off. And when we're looking for solutions to problems, not trying to like win over everyone else, but trying to find that like overlap where everybody gets their actual needs met. So like, what is the underlying need? What is the underlying fear? How can I address those things? So instead of approaching conflict like two lawyers who are trying to win a fight, you're approaching it like two detectives who are trying to solve the same case. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty helpful. Huh?
You and your partner versus the problem instead of you versus your partner.
There you go. Yeah. So
it
these
was
like
a cold afternoon when she walked into my office. She wasn't wearing no drawers. We were both gonna win this case.
Peggy, you have been
also true detective. I've watched.
Yeah. All three
and,
seasons.
Those detectives did not get along. So I want to know what you're talking about.
Okay, that's all right.
I love it. I love all of this. Listen. Okay. I love it. I would love to fuck every woman I've ever met. But look at you. Come up here and stand next to me so I'm not the fucking asshole in the fucking corner. No, stand next to me while I say it. Because I'm always... But listen, in the end, fuck a dude and I don't know why. And that's what I want to hear.
Did you know what?
I get it. Listen, I get it. Let's do poly. Let's do everything. Tell me why a straight lady who's been confident her whole goddamn fat life still wants to fuck a dude but loves women more.
Are you familiar with the concept of bisexuality?
No, yes, I make out with women all the fucking time. And my boyfriend is totally fine with it. But I'm saying, you guys are talking about, like, This feels like a science experiment. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And you guys get it. You've been making fun of me in the corner, and I get it. But I'm sitting here listening, and I love you. I love you. You're beautiful. But did you have four fucking cunty sisters?
I had no
Catholic
sisters.
Parents.
Catholic.
That, like, fucking, no. Like, no. Like, and you were a people pleaser, and you've spent 37. Do I look 37?
No.
Thank you. Okay, you bitches. You have been making fun of me. I want to headbutt and make out with you at the same fucking time. What I'm saying is you guys are talking about science experiments. I'm a Delco girl that just likes getting hot and horny with people. I like to get drunk, and I'm sorry.
It's but nothing I think to apologize beautiful. For.
You're gorgeous. I would climb on top of you and let Daryl FaceTime my boyfriend, and he'd be like, cool. But,
hey, listen.
But is my boyfriend and I poly? Probably not.
Again, it's a matter of perspective.
Right, y'all go fuck yourselves about a preference.
No, okay, so no,
nobody gets what a preference is.
No, actually.
Unless you have an
Actually, okay.
Right, if you have an extreme preference, right? So I love it. I fucking love it. I love all my friends that are gay. I love all my trans friends. But what if you're just a fucking girl?
May
likes to make out with a girl. And when you made out with a girl for the first time, and I shit you not, beautiful baby girl that I want to make out with, I swear to God, on my little radio. Remember we had radios that had, that was what our clock was? There was no iPhone. And I was in college, and I made out with my first girl, and I fingered her. Okay. And I couldn't do it. But no, shh. Let me finish the story.
Because
some of these girls over here will like me more.
Okay. And
I fingered her, and we were both weirded out because we both thought we were straight. And then in the morning, this little white clock just, I always played it to the radio. I didn't want to. And it woke up to, I kissed a girl and I liked it. Do you understand?
Yes.
I was like, God knows I'm gay, but I maybe not.
Let me congratulate you on that story. Yes, let me congratulate you on the story. Yes.
Yay.
I've never told that story in life.
That's fantastic.
So I would like to offer you the possibility that you are already living your own version of non-monogamy. You are carving your own path that is right for you. You do not necessarily want to.
Oh my God, maybe that's so cool.
Well, I don't know what you want, but like,
I don't want anything.
Okay, but you may not want to date women, but you might be bisexually attracted, and
oh,
you
100%.
May be heteroromantic. Like, you may only want to have romantic relationships with men, but you may be bisexually attracted, and you are currently engaging in a form of consensual non-monogamy where you make out with women, and your boyfriend is aware of this and is comfortable with that. Is that correct?
Wait, yes. Are you married? I want to make out with you right
now. Several of my partners are here.
Show your faces! Sorry.
Yes.
But I also have to be me, which is a girl from Delco that's like, no!
So, yes.
I love it.
I would just like to thank you for sharing that story and introduce the concept to you that you might already be engaging in a form of consensual non-monogamy, actually.
Congrats.
Like the cool thing.
Oh, no, I already knew that. I thought that's what you brought me on.
Like, the cool thing about it is that, like, you can sort of carve your own path with like, you're
of
not.
Of course.
Yeah, like, a lot of times with monogamy, you just sort of follow a path. Like, you meet someone, you date, you get exclusive, you get engaged, you get married, then, like, one of you dies. And
nah, one of you finds other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, you're serially monogamous.
That's actually the most.
I've heard of that
hetero thing in the world.
Yeah.
But I mean, with consensual non-monogamy, you just sort of carve your own path. Like, you know what? This relationship works for me this way, and that relationship works for me some other way, and that's good too.
No, and I love that. But I guess what my anger, and I didn't mean it to be anger. I'm sorry.
I don't think anybody picked up anger.
Yeah, no.
You
I'm telling
you,
I didn't pick up anger.
They picked it up. Sorry, I don't know what the thing is.
She's cool.
No, but I'm saying,
there was definitely anger.
You're talking about it in
this
like beautiful way, and I love that. And I wish the world looked like that.
Yeah.
Like, I wish it.
We can.
We wish it.
But
and we can.
Be
and
the change.
We can do it.
Be the change.
We can be the... I've been making out with girls
for the revolution. Yeah,
for the revolution.
No, don't.
And you know how many Thanksgivings?
Right. Me too.
How many Thanksgivings I've said that to my family? Also brought my gay friends, be like, what up, bitches? I didn't even make out with her, but I made out with other ones. Yes, we've all been there. But I'm saying
Thanksgiving's where it counts.
Yes, we have all that.
Make your uncle uncomfortable.
It's your only superpower.
Right.
I didn't mean to be angry.
No.
One more slide on this.
This is why I've never been successful.
So an important thing in any relationship is you have clear expectations, clear boundaries, and when you set those things, you do them at a time, but time moves forward and then like things change. And so regularly, be revisiting those things and making sure everything is working for everyone and adjusting accordingly. We're not going to be looking at other people and comparing ourselves. We don't know what's happening in other people's relationships. You are not possibly going to be able to know what it's like to be anybody else.
So just live your own life. I said after this, huh?
No, you're doing great. You're doing great.
Again, don't compare yourself. You did it on time.
No matter what your life is, like, find people who support you for who you are and who are not asking you to be anything that you are not. So when you come to DCF and you realize that you're pansexual, support yourself with people that happened at the show. Yeah. So, like, find people who will support you for who you are and do the same for others. And that's
Support your people when you see them. Be nice to people. Try to leave people better than you found them. And every once in a while, you get your fingers wet.
Yeah. Like I was like 15 years into my non-monogamy before I started feeling queer things.
Yeah.
And it was weird because, like, all of my queer friends have, like, this long, drawn-out process of, you know, I was in the closet and my parents and I had to sort of navigate, but I was already surrounded by so many queer and non-monogamous folks. And when I was like, hey, I'm having queer thoughts, everyone was like, oh, thank God. Can we schedule a threesome for next week?
Wow.
And so, yeah, no, that happened fast.
Come everyone on in. The water's fine. It's like, hold on. I just want to hold hands.
No conflict, no identity problems. Just like, oh, good. Me and my boyfriend were having that conversation anyway. Come on aboard.
I just want to hold hands.
Yeah.
That's so inspirational.
Can I at least just see your dick side by side? Can I just see six of them and pick two? Why we gotta get all into the bed already?
See, that's what I was, can we get on the TV saying show? Earlier. Like that naked attraction as this? A hookup show would be fun.
Yeah.
You know, just like if you know, we're not dating, we're not looking for, you know, our Mr. Forever or whatever. Just like, oh hey, these two dicks, let's make it happen.
I think that's the whole idea of the show.
Yeah, sometimes it does happen where it's like, there's down to the last two that they're choosing between, and they'll be like, you know, if it doesn't work out, either one of you can call me. Like, sometimes it happens. So that's why, another reason I love that show. Yeah. So thank you for going on our non-monogamy journey with us.
Wait, can I apologize?
No, you never apologize.
No, I feel like I just, like, I was just,
Peggy, you were you, and that's why you're here, and I loved every piece of it.
Okay, yeah, but you just said that, like, my sister said, like, no, Peg, you're doing great. Nobody liked it, but you're doing great.
Nobody said nobody liked it.
I felt it.
I know you felt it, but that's not what nobody said.
Did anybody else feel like Peggy's story helped you?
You think this peaceful, amazing crowd is
ever? Yes. Did you appreciate hearing that honest story?
Yeah, I also,
it was vulnerable, and it was real. Yeah.
I feel like I'm mad because I think you don't like me.
What are we doing?
No, I want you to look at me because you were a teacher tonight, and you teached me. Why was that funny? Why the fuck? Don't touch me.
It's not that.
Why was that funny, Satoya?
It was poignant.
You were my teacher. I came from a very Christian background, Catholic, bullshit. Okay, and then I was like, boo, 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 boo. And I'm glad I met you because tonight was a. Don't do that fucking shit.
It's called transference. It's just okay.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm
so good.
I'm glad you were here. Thank you for sharing the story with everybody because I think that there's a lot of resonance.
Yeah, and I think there are so many people.
And they appreciate your honesty.
And I love you, and Daryl.
Well, you know.
Always my boy.
We get down, Seth.
Can I say this one quick story? So my mom had a head explosion. She had an aneurysm, but whatever. But he was the only one I knew close to Maryland, and he had to go do a show for me because I had to go to the hospital.
I was driving
for
my mom. Car, and she was like, "Hey, Daryl, what you
up
to?"
I was like, "Daryl, this is the weirdest conversation ever, but my mom just had an aneurysm, so I gotta go back to Philly. Can you go do a show?" And he's like,
"Yeah, yes." It was, yeah. It was.
So that's what it feels like right now.
No,
I feel like
in a happy,
you.
In a happy, like a happy. You feel good way. Good. Definitely not good sure. Yeah. Right. Yeah, totally.
Friendship.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is also, friendship has its place in consensual non-monogamy.
Friendship is magic.
Friendship is the glue that keeps it together. It's the glue that keeps it together.
Consent.
If you have too much of that glue, you need lube.
All right. On that phenomenal segue, we are going to head to our next regular segment because I have to keep us on time because we. So our next regular segment is fucking idiot, fucking brilliant. Yeah. It's pretty much what it sounds like. Yes. Yeah. So our first one, we're gonna be brief on it because like we don't need to be Bummer Town on a Friday night. Basically Republicans. So. Republicans in Ohio introduced a bill that would make it harder for people to put forth a constitutional amendment that voters wanted that had to do with abortion rights. They lost. Yeah. And so then the next thing that came up was the amendment to enshrine abortion rights, and the voters overwhelmingly said, yes, that's what we want. And now there are four members of the GOP in Ohio who are like, that can't be right.
Yeah, and so it's not what the public wants. It's what God desires. Yeah. And you just have to, these are unserious people. Yeah. And what they need to be is laughed out of every room that they're in. And they just shouldn't be taken seriously. So when they get up to talk, everyone should like laugh and pull their phones out. These are unserious people.
It's kind of weird how often we have to explain that we don't live in a theocracy.
Yeah. It's kind of wild when you have to explain that like, the basis of our government was to avoid a theocracy. Yeah.
And also the Christian values of our founding fathers when none of them were actually Christians.
Yeah.
None of them.
Yeah.
They left.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
So yeah, the TLDR is there are like four Ohio Republicans who are currently trying to make a law where only the legislature gets to decide the law. They're basically saying that the like judicial branch doesn't exist anymore or doesn't serve any purpose, which is an amazing thing to suggest that there is no separation of powers.
What happens when you lose the ways that you win, then you start trying to bend the rules so that you still hold on to power.
And that's how we end up with like
and power. Yeah, power. Yeah. Power corrupts, and what is it? The tree of liberty is stained with the blood of patriots.
Yeah, watered with the blood of patriots.
So I'm not saying kill those people, but what I'm saying is.
No, so we should.
I'm not saying kill those people. What I'm saying is, every order that they get out of a restaurant, a Grubhub, the sticker should be wet.
Yeah. So.
So these people are trash.
Spit on the food of your Republican
devs. Yeah.
And if you
that's what I do.
See Brett Kavanaugh, kick him in the nuts for me. Thank
you.
That's
my favorite song is like the videos that you see of politicians getting harassed at like airports and restaurants. I'm good with all of that.
It's good times.
Good stuff for the heart. Good stuff for the heart. Times. So on that note, we're gonna
bring it up a notch.
We're gonna pivot real hard to fucking brilliant. So the Vagina Museum, the first and only in the world, was opened in the UK and then was pressured to leave its location. So they had to close.
Speaking of Republicans, they're everywhere.
The vagina had to close.
So they had to close.
The vagina had to close for 7 days, but it opened back up again.
So thanks to crowdfunding efforts, literally, it was.
It takes a village.
It was entirely crowdfunding. It took them 3 weeks to raise £85,000 to get them to a new spot. So they are now opened up again, and they have an endometriosis exhibit, which is really important because
it
a lot of
like
people
one out of
have
10,
that.
1 out of 10 women, one out of 10 vulva havers or something
like
that.
It's like 1.5 million in the UK alone.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it's like wildly misunderstood and has very serious repercussions for the people who have it. So shout out to the fucking Vagina Museum and their director who said when they reopened, we love a big opening.
Hey now! Appreciate it, Vizpon.
So So DTF.
So come hither to the vagina. All right.
DTF field trip.
DTF field trip.
Yeah.
Down to field trip.
Who wants to go to the vagina museum?
Yeah. You had me a vagina.
We'll all come to that.
I feel like I've been there already. But, you know, I'll come again.
Nice. All right.
She probably didn't, though.
She probably didn't, but she is built for it. That's the whole thing. They're built.
Okay,
to
I thought this was a comedy show.
It is fun.
Now I got real sad. I'm sorry.
No, and it's
No. I don't judge orgasms by what they say. I judge orgasms by the muscles.
What they do?
Yeah, yeah. I judge them by their actions.
But they pulsate.
If you need a pulsate and a wave. Give me a pulsating wave. If it just pulses, you lying to me. Now you care about me. You
I'm
want my
never
feelings
be
to be satiated.
Back in the show again.
You want my feelings to be satiated, but you lying. But if it's a pulsating wave, you can't fake that.
No. Wait, time out. Daryl, real quick. Do you think that's true?
I don't think you can fake a wave.
You think that.
The wave?
No, stop it. If you think when you have sex with a woman every time.
Oh, I don't think I'm doing it every time.
Shh. If she pulsates, that's the only time she has a fun time. I'll say this real quick, and I'm not saying this for everybody.
No, say
but
it for
as
me.
A straight woman that's had a dick,
sure.
many a dick, in my tight little puss,
we heard.
You know, it's very tight. It's very short.
That's the opposite.
No,
of
it is.
Mind.
It is. It's so short. There are some dicks that go, whoa, I'm going to put that in my mouth because I can't get inside.
But
what I'm saying is.
I hate that.
You hate when that happens?
Yeah. I want that flesh to flesh. And when
if
there's
you
like a
really
hanging.
Think, if it's not pulsating, you don't think it's a good time?
No.
She
again,
doesn't need to come. She might
right,
not
exactly,
come, right?
Exactly. And that's the thing.
Maybe
and Timmy brought it up.
I don't know. Guys might not be the same way.
We
I
shouldn't
think
be goal-oriented. Yeah, we shouldn't be goal-oriented in our sex having, right?
That's
we should
true.
Be having a good
that's
time.
Having a good time.
It's cops and robbers with your clothes off. You should just...
sexual experiences where you didn't orgasm but you considered it to be a really positive experience.
Yeah.
Did I pulsate?
That's happened to me too. I've had sexual experiences where I didn't come but I had a good time and then when it was over, it was over. And I've also had times when I was like, I'm good. And then the other person was like, but you ain't come yet. And I was like, yeah, but I'm not gonna. So let's just call it a tie. Can we call it a tie?
But you said
hands.
It like that. But I ain't gonna. She said, but you didn't come.
Right.
And
she's like, I'm
so
trying to do it again.
And vice
like,
versas, where if it's a guy, he's like, okay. And I'm like, cool.
That's great.
You got more,
I didn't.
You got more time?
Yeah.
And they're like, no.
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
I gotta sleep.
I gotta
so
do
I'm
that.
Saying, I'm not
without
saying.
Without a doubt.
Listen. We live in a world we live in.
Yeah,
all
true.
I'm saying
which is why it's important to have these conversations.
I know you're a great person.
I mean, you know, we've
know
never been.
You get your wife.
We've
off
never been negative
every
friends.
Time.
Yeah. I mean,
no,
I don't
what
know
what I'm
all
saying
that.
Is, as women, like if you have straight sex, right? If you have a man, woman, straight sex, we all feel good about it.
I think so.
But we might
are you
not
talking
come.
About the orgasm
totally.
Gap right now?
Yeah, we're talking about the orgasm gap.
Okay.
And again,
oh,
the
sorry,
orgasm, you know what's
thing.
Wild
no,
about
the
orgasm
thing,
gap? It is a thing. The orgasm gap happens, and but the fun thing about the orgasm
it's
gap.
It's just like the wage gap. I wish
it
the
yeah.
wage gap got
you,
better than the orgasm, because
you know
I can come every time
if
I touch
I had
myself.
Money. You're right.
But I'd love the more money. Oh, God, I'm walking people.
But
this is bad. All right,
but the fun thing about the orgasm gap is that it disappears in same-sex relationships.
Yep.
When women date women, no orgasm gap, everybody coming. Mm-hmm. So the problem is the problem is dudes. The problem is dudes.
It has
wait,
to do with expectations.
No,
right,
it
has to
not,
do with expectations.
Because you're saying in yeah, okay, sorry.
No.
All right, I'm gonna be this guy for a moment. The orgasm gap guy. Exists specifically because we have expectations about how sex is supposed to go. Right? And if
men
you think
do.
Everybody
a lot of people get ideas about how sex is supposed to go. And if you have penis and vagina sex, there is a narrative that there is one way that you should be able to come. And so if you don't come from that, then you're not coming. That's
like he's on top and you're touching
and
your
there's
clitoris.
Lots of ways to get off other than a hard thing and a wet thing. So like if you go in there with the game plan of having a good time and that's the whole goal.
And so
you're gonna
you can
win
do stuff that helps
game.
You have a good time.
Yes.
And they do stuff that helps them have a good
and that's
time. And
all we're
the people
say
in the corner
that.
Doing
it's
stuff
like,
to make them have a good time.
I mean, sex should just end with like a high five and a good game. every single time.
Orange slices.
Yeah. Usually it's more like, hey.
But I'm always a loser. I'm like, yay, it was a good game.
They go right to
bed. Why is everyone mad at me?
No one's mad at you, Pat. No one's mad.
Speaking of, good game. Are you ready for our final fucking segment?
Yeah.
It is our final segment, and it is game time. All right. So today's game is inspired by my new obsession, The Naked Attraction. We are going to play a game of, is this a real TV dating show or not?
Oh.
So, each one of our panel is going to be presented with the concept of a show, and then you have to tell me whether you think it is a real TV dating show or not. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. So no one on this panel has seen any of these questions.
No.
This is all brand new to everybody. Anybody want to go first?
I would love to.
All right. Kevin, you get the first question. All right, our first option. All right, that's the name of the game. Is this a real dating show?
Oh, okay, I was like, I think that's a real one.
Well, we will find the fuck out. All right, so our first option, this is a dating game where contestants are unable to see each other and they are separated by a literal wall. Is that real or not real?
I've actually seen this, and it's ridiculous, and it is real.
Yep. Is that your final answer?
100%.
All right, and the correct answer is... yes, love is blind. Yeah. You are correct. That is a point for Kevin.
The mega dating show.
My dad
Bill Van.
I gotta say, I love how much flack non-monogamy, like consensual non-monogamy, gets while shows like this and like Married at First Sight, like those shouldn't exist, but they do. And then
but non-monogamy is not cool, right?
Yeah, I've had cheating friends tell me like, oh my god, y'all are non-monogamous. I don't get it.
It's supposed to be monogamous, and then you have fun.
Yeah, like I had a homegirl. Her boyfriend was a cheating husband, and she would lose her shit every time this cheating husband posted anything about him and his wife on Instagram. And I was like, you know, if you were my girlfriend, my wife would like fix you a plate, welcome you into our home. And she's like, you know, that's weird. I can't do that.
Fair enough.
She can't cook.
Daryl, you ready for the next one?
Sure.
All right. So show number two, is it real or not? Contestants attempt to find love at an orgy.
I don't know if this is real or not.
That would be the best.
Yes.
I don't think it's real. But I want it to be. But that shit would be on Stars or some shit like that. Like, yo, that would be fantastic.
Cinemax After Dark.
Nah, they should be... Cinemax After Dark. It should be like a reality show on like a porn channel, but like not because of the internet. Are they even porn channels anymore? Like this Spice thing? Either way, the answer is no. My answer is no. That's my final answer.
Okay. The correct answer is you're correct. That is a fake show. However, the UK show Open House did result in an orgy.
Was that the one where the one chick was just getting railed by like six dudes in the room and everybody was sleeping on beds and then the one dude was just watching? Because I saw that clip. I saw the hell out of that clip.
I don't know.
I watched the shit out of that clip. Was it you that sent it to me? I watched the hell out of that clip. I don't even think I commented on it. Yeah. I just watched it. I say, oh, shit.
I'm going to need you to forward that to me.
Yeah, so the premise of Open House is like couples go, and it's just like a giant house full of people who are like, but what if we... dot, dot, dot. And then there's like no answer to that. And then they turned it into like, well, we all did come to this show. So
One chick was just like, you know what? We outside. Yep. We inside, outside. Yep. Everybody outside's inside. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
All right. Peggy, you ready for yours? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Is this show real or not? Bachelor farmers try to find love with big city girls. Is this real or not?
I hope so. This feels racist. Yeah, I gotta be honest. This is racist.
They have one black cowboy, so you know.
You didn't know anything about me. You were just like, her name is Peggy O'Leary, so she must like cowboys.
I didn't know who was going to get which question. I didn't know where y'all would sit. Do you think it's a real show or not?
Well,
it is real.
It's real.
It's real.
I'm going to believe my boy Satoyo. He says it's real.
Okay.
I'll say this, it's racist that you brought the cowboy. And that's how I know you don't know shit about me. That you thought, Daryl's more of a cowboy than I'll ever be.
Oh, dear
God. I'm from Delco.
I've ridden a horse.
Literally, You're from where?
I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from Brownsville. Home of the Brave.
Hey.
How long did you live there?
For the first 17
yeah,
years of my
life. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So the correct answer is...
No.
It's a real show.
It is a yes. Farmer Wants a Wife.
Farmer Wants a Wife. That is
that
a
shit
real
sounds
show.
Like a trap. Yeah. That sounds like a trap. That shit is a horror movie. That's an A24 movie. Farmer Wants
it.
A Wife.
I'm going to make out with her later.
So going into round two, we have a tie. We have a three-way tie. Kevin, are you ready for the next one?
100%.
All right. So on this next show, singles go on dates with three moms who then try to convince them to pick their son or daughter. Is
oh
this real
God.
Or not?
Oh, my God.
I want it to be real.
I don't feel good for anybody in that situation.
I'm going to go no.
Nobody.
But I want it to be real.
Final answer?
Final answer is that it's not real.
It is a real show. It is called Date My Mom.
Yo!
Wait, this is a bullshit trick. Everything is real.
Hold on. Is that dude making out with a mom?
Yeah, that looks like Rule 34 territory.
There was an MTV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was a real
wow.
one.
Wow. None of that is good. None, even though, you know what? I have an ex that I haven't talked to. I don't want to talk to.
What's happening over here with the leg stretch?
He's showing that mom how to stretch it out.
Stretching the mom?
He's stretching the mom.
So right after Pimp My Ride came on, Pimp My Son.
Pimp My Son. Pimp My Son.
Daryl, you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Remembered up for the old mommy.
Sibling pairs try to help each other find love.
Oh yeah, it's too many twins in one spot. That is a real show.
Final answer?
Yeah.
It is real. It is called Dated and Related.
Again, disgusting. Again, disgusting. I get it.
I'll
we are twins.
I'll be a piece of shit for the rest of my life, but I'll never be that kind of piece of shit.
Okay.
I'll be a fat asshole, but that I will never be.
What I will be
even
is...
the fucking like fraternal twins. It's like, yo, get out they business. My God, y'all share the room. Y'all have had to step over each other's underwear. Can you let them fucking peace?
Like, my sister has really shitty taste in men. I don't want her choosing a woman for me.
And do you want to choose a person for them?
No, I'd actually be good at that.
I just want to point out that on the top left, that piece I also own it is from Fashion Nova.
Oh.
And there's like pictures of you in it though, right?
The yeah, bikini?
Yes, that is definitely from Fashion Nova. Yeah.
You can show me a picture of that.
I will. All right. Uh-huh. Peggy, are you ready for your next question?
Oh, God. I'm still questioning.
You're still on the stage, yeah.
I'm on the stage.
Women go on dates with men that are all revealed to be magicians.
I know that's real. I've seen that shit.
Final answer?
Yes.
It is not real.
Oh,
that's
no.
not a real show. However, that was a sketch, and there was also an SNL sketch that so you were willing to date a magician. But it was not a real show.
That's fucking funny.
Guys. We've already established that I am the loser of the
No,
night.
You're doing great.
You're
doing
chilling.
Great.
No, don't page
me.
No, I literally am checking in with the score. Daryl currently has 2 points. And then we have 1 point for both Kevin and Patty. So we're going into the final round. Are you ready for the last round?
It's time
Kevin,
for my comeback.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? All right. So for this show, daters wear prosthetic creative costumes on
true.
Their dates.
Yeah, I have watched an episode of this, and I haven't felt right since.
I mean, it's weird to date man bat. That's got to be.
It's not a show, but I want it to be a show.
Is that
no,
your final answer?
It's a show.
Yeah. It is, in fact, it is a show.
Yeah.
It is called Sexy Beasts.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Yes,
Netflix.
It is a real-ass dating show. They have to wear, like, prosthetics and all of that, and they don't see each other's faces until they have done all
real
the
quick,
choosing.
At the end,
I mean,
can
like,
we
it's
just,
really
like,
great.
Break it down? Were all the ones for me not real? Yours were real?
No, it's a mixture.
Because that's
mixture.
Another way
it's
to hate
mixture.
On women.
It's a mixture. I got you.
That was a joke. Okay, guys, come
we know
on.
It's, we're having fun here. Everybody's having fun.
Hey, this is Daryl coming from the future to apologize. Our recorder cut out toward the end of that rousing game time. If anyone cares about posterity, I won. Please don't check up on that. Thank you again to Peggy and Kevin for coming out. Please find and support them on the internet. Go to Poly Role Models, get Fat Cheerleader. Lovely people. Glad that they were there. Thank you to Dr. Timmery. And thank you to me. I should thank myself. And thank you to y'all, anyone who showed up at the show, anyone who's listening to this now. And please, third Friday of every month, come to CSE Philly for DTF to Daryl and Timmery Fun Hour. As you can hear, it's a good time, full of fun and hugs. Talk to y'all later. Bye.